beats by Trill, straight killer Ville, dog, 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 dog.
What's good? What's good? We are back. Yours truly, one and only Paul Pickett, host of the Paul Pickett Podcast, aka Triple P, aka the Common Sense Podcast, your source for music, sports, politics, world events, and much, much more. Today, I'm going to react to a video from the Coffee Pod about Florida basically making it where men don't have to pay alimony anymore. And I definitely know what that's about. My mom got alimony from my stepdad when he was in the military. So let's get into it. Let's react.
Joseph, you're welcome to the Coffee Pod. My name is Tisha Zed.
Drink the coffee, it'll make you feel better.
Republican women say they will switch parties after DeSantis approves alimony law. So guys, DeSantis just signed a law that will completely remove permanent alimony. I never thought that this would happen this soon in any state.
Interesting.
But of course, if it's going to happen, it's going to be Florida. That makes sense. This is pretty amazing because this may be the first drastic step we've seen to laws changing in family court in a particular state, that being Florida. No more wasting time. Let's check it out.
The top of the article was cut off, but yes, it says Republican women say they will switch parties after DeSantis approves alimony law. So last Friday, Ron DeSantis signed a bill into law. It is SB 1416 that will get rid of permanent alimony payments. Well, there was a giant uproar from a group called First Wives Advocacy Group. It's a coalition of older women who say their lives will be upended without their alimony payments. The law...
Let me stop for a second. Permanent alimony payments. Nobody should be paying permanent alimony to a ex-wife. Like, once the kids is 18 and they at the house, that should be it. Should be no more permanent alimony, no more I take care of you for the rest of your life. We have no more attachment. We're not together. We're not in love no more. You are an adult with two arms and two legs. You can take care of yourself.
Allows a judge to reduce or terminate alimony payments based on a number of factors, like the age and health and economic impact on the person who's making the payments. Even if you're married for 20 years plus, you'll probably only get 75% of the term of the marriage. There's a quote in here from one of the women that says, 3,000 women across the state of Florida are switching to Democrat and we will...
I gotta stop again. This idea that I should have to take care of you for the rest of your life just because we were married for 20 years. It's so bogus. That's such a weak mindset. It's so weak. Let's keep it moving.
Campaign against him forever. I gotta say, I never thought that this would be the thing that would wake them up. I bet free healthcare is looking pretty good right now in your old age.
All right, there you guys go. And I can't tell you guys how many men I've run into who are currently paying alimony for the rest of their lives. Of course,
crazy.
Unless your ex-wife decides to remarry. But why would she do that? Why would she do that if she knows that?
Think about that. Like, the woman will basically divorce you. You'll have to pay alimony for the rest of your life. And the stipulation is, oh, she could still sleep around, be with other men, long as she don't marry them. You got to take care of her for the rest of your life. Somebody please make it make sense.
Would jeopardize the money that she has coming in. I've talked to a bunch of different women, man. I remember this one hairdresser told me the only way she survived during the pandemic was because of that alimony. And I asked her, I said, well, are you dating? She says, yeah, I've got a man. I've been with him for years, but I'm not going to marry him because, you know, that's going to stop payments. So this is something that obviously he's taken advantage of. Many,
you talking about a hustle, you talking about a hustle, like get married, do divorce you, you take care of me for the rest of your life, but there's a little stipulation. I just can't get married, so I won't get married, just so you have to take care of me for the rest of your life. It's crazy.
Many times, and these laws have not yet caught up to the equality that modern women currently have. They're still set up from a time where women couldn't work, go out, yep, and figure it out, yep, on their own. I've always said there's no...
Great point. Y'all boss bitches now? You know, y'all get more money than us. Hey, no more alimony. Cut it out. Let's get rid of it.
No reason somebody should be paying alimony for the rest of their lives. That's just crazy. Now, 75% of, let's say, 20 years of a marriage, that's like 15 years of alimony. That's pretty good. That's pretty good. That's a long time for somebody to be paying somebody.
Yes.
Regardless.
Freaking long time.
But for someone to be in a position where they have to pay someone for the rest of that person's life, unless if they decide to remarry, just seems like some type of modern day slavery to me. Comment down below if you guys agree. What do you guys think of this? There's going to be one more video I'm going to play here. Obviously, you heard the chick in this video talk about how women are threatening to change parties based on yada, 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 and they're in their feelings over the situation. Of course, there'll be people who will be affected very negatively, just like men have been now for years. But this change needs to happen, not only in Florida, but I believe in other states as well. Let's check out this first comment that reads, "These men complain about alimony and calling women greedy are hilarious. Y'all don't even have money, let alone wives," this chick says, "so please sit down." Okay, so obviously this chick has resorted to insulting the men who are commenting, reacting to the situation. Somebody else responded back to that woman and said, "This isn't child support. This is, we got a divorce, and now I have to keep financially supporting you for the rest of my life."
Ding, 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 ding. I mean, that is batshit crazy. I got to take care of you for the rest of my life. As long as I'm alive, I got to take care of you. I mean, damn. My pops offed himself, committed suicide when I was 5 years old. If I was in that situation, I'd probably do the same damn thing he did. If I got married, got divorced, I'd take care of her for the rest of my life, I'd probably just go ahead and off myself like my pops. Like, nah, fuck this. I can't. I'm not paying. Taking care of somebody for the rest of my life that doesn't love me no more, doesn't care about me, doesn't want to be with me. Nah, man. That's crazy.
Which is followed by this next comment from Becky that says, "These are likely older women who were married in the time when it was expected that they'd stay at home to raise the children and keep the home." I agree with that. And too bad. Unfortunate, yep, but too bad. There'll never, yep, be a perfect time to bring this, exactly, type of change. People will have to suffer the consequences for the greater good of many men who've been unfairly taken advantage of, who will benefit from this law in Florida. Another comment here from another man says, "If you're strong and independent, go take your strong and independent and get a job. Y'all don't need alimony and honestly don't deserve it. LOL. Considering that they initiate the majority of divorces, yep, for simply not being happy when they, exactly, vowed to stay through sickness, death, plague, media showers, and all of a sudden it's like, I'm bored. Need a new joystick shower to bounce on. So, peace. Oh, by the way, yeah, pay me for as long as possible." That's good coffee. Another comment here says, "Which is it? Are women strong and independent, or are they the weaker sex? Dependent on men to survive for their basic needs." Another comment here says, "Women are strong and independent. They don't need a man's money." I agree. Here's another comment that says, "Republican women are finally being targeted and they're not happy." The creator responded back and says, "Now they will start to fight back because what..."
Let me stop right there. First of all, whoever said Republican women are finally being targeted and not happy, excuse me, idiot. Republican women aren't the only ones that get alimony, you jackass. This isn't targeting just one political party. Like, come on, man.
What does a Republican man love? A good wife at home. I don't think men these days, at least the ones that are drinking coffee, I don't think they necessarily want a woman to stay home. They just want the laws to not screw them over unfairly. They just don't want women to be incentivized to break their vows because they know they're going to get the better end of the stick after the divorce. Here's another comment that says, women sacrifice career to stay home and look after children. It's almost like men don't want any accountability or responsibility. Somebody else here responded back to that comment and says, women don't sacrifice shit. Here's a final video on the play of one of these women who...
Yeah, I mean, first of all, if working a regular 9-to-5 at a department store or something, whatever the job is, sacrificing a career, I mean, get out of here with that. Like, to me, unless you're working on, like, Wall Street, you know, you're working for a big law firm, or you're a surgeon, the only career that makes sense is self-employment. You know, anything else is not really a career when you're working for the man who can fire you at any time and, you know, dictates how many hours you work and how much money you can make and things of that nature.
We'll most likely be getting affected, or at least the age range of women who will really get affected by this.
Jay, this new law means that permanent alimony has come to an end in Florida.
Am I surprised that Ron DeSantis has signed this bill into law? I'm not surprised at all, not by him. He is not a fan of women in general. He's not a fan of anybody except people like him. That's a rule. But who's this law going to affect the most?
The women that have been taking advantage of men that they divorced?
It's going to affect those women who have stayed home with children. Those women that are older now. Yeah, you know, the woman who's in her late 50s, early 60s, and the husband has decided that this isn't for me anymore.
Boo-hoo. My mom still works to this day. She's 60-something years old, getting Social Security, and she's still working because you got to pay the bills and pay the rent and put food on in your belly and keep clothes on your back. Boo-hoo.
I'm going to go and live my best life. Yeah, he leaves. But that woman who has never worked because he's wanted her to stay home, like a lot of husbands do, now is left with no options for survival. Who's going to hire a woman that's in her early 60s? She may not be, you know, what that employer is looking for. How is she going to support herself? Well,
let me stop for a second. This is the problem I have with people trying to make money in the work world. All she's talking about is who's going to hire, who's going to hire, who's going to hire. Well, you know, I don't think you get it, lady, but they're raising rent every single year on everybody. So everybody better start figuring out how to make more money and generate multiple revenues of money, not just focus on one way to make money, not just focus on somebody hiring you. How about try to, you know, start your own source of income by using your brain, you know, and following through with it. I don't care if it's selling t-shirts, selling coffee mugs. You know, this idea that you only relying on somebody to hire you, that's the weak mindset right there. That's the problem right there, that you only relying on somebody to hire you. You can't make money on your own. You don't know how to generate money without somebody hiring you. That's the problem.
That man runs off with the money he's still making and leaves her behind. That's who this is going to hurt.
Yeah, because men have been the ones running off from marriage, right?
Yeah.
People like that. People that have spent their entire life taking care of their family. That's who this is going to hurt. So am I surprised that Ron DeSantis has made this part of Florida's history? Not really. Not at all. But I think this is a step backwards for women again.
No, see, this is the hypocritical part of this. They sit there and say they don't need men. They can get their own money. They boss bitches. But then they want to, when they start making more money and they start becoming boss bitches, they still want to get the alimony. No, no. If you want to play the role of the man, then you play that. You pay the alimony. That's the thing. They have convinced women to play the role of men, and now that they're playing the roles of men, they see they're getting a little taste of it. No more alimony. Bye. And guess what? You're gonna start, if y'all gonna start making more money throughout the across the board, guess what? Y'all can start paying the child support and the divorces as well. You know? Y'all can start sending number of females to go fight the military wars that we have since women don't need men no more. Such a bogus fucking narrative, man. It really is. And I've heard enough of this one, man. Definitely drinking the coffee on this one. Like, boo-hoo. My mom works to this day. She's getting Social Security. You know. Get over it, man. It's called survival of the fittest for a reason. Once again, I thank you for tuning in to another episode of the Paul Picker Podcast. Don't forget, video version goes to Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, Rumble, and BitChute. And audio version goes to Spotify, Apple, Amazon, Deezer, TuneIn, Stitcher, Slacker, iHeartRadio, Player FM, and much, much more. Peace, and I'm out.